NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. On Thursday, the New Mexico Supreme Court, comprised entirely of Democrat judges, ruled that state law precludes municipalities and counties in New Mexico from restricting abortion or regulating abortion clinics and providers. The court's opinion invalidates local ordinances by Lee and Roosevelt counties and the cities of Hobbs and Clovis that attempted to restrict access to abortion services by requiring compliance with the federal Comstock Act, banning the mailing of abortion-related materials. The Attorney General filed a lawsuit in the state Supreme Court last year to invalidate the ordinances. The four cities and counties in the lawsuit enacted their local laws after a ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court in 2022 ending the federal constitutional right to an abortion. The court issued an order, a writ of mandamus, prohibiting the local governments from enforcing the ordinances and rejected arguments by the local governments that their ordinances constituted a lawful exercise of their police powers for the health and safety of local residents. The idea of charging people to park at the Roswell Air Center has been held back, at least for now, during Tuesday's meeting of the Roswell Airport Advisory Commission. This was the first discussion about the matter. Commission Chair Bud Kunkel introduced the idea, calling it the opening salvo. The conversation didn't provoke any ire, however, and according to the website Parkopedia, the airport allows up to 14 days free to use its long-term parking. Concerns included the price of perimeter barriers so people can't drive away without paying and how to set parking fees. And the Artesia Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center holds an Alzheimer's and Dementia Support Group 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. every other Tuesday at the center, located at 1402 Gilcrest Avenue in Artesia. January's meeting dates are the 14th and 28th. RSVP to Helen at 575-746-6006 if you would like to attend. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is NTD Radio News.